Dalian Brock. That shuddering shrug again.
Honestly, I've never even met them. I fund several of their small temples around Kalamar, give them somewhere to meet and talk. I pay for their contemplations.
She turned away from Lannery, perhaps to lie.
They are only one of my interests.
Lannery tried to touch Kara's mind, but could not. The woman was a riot of feelings, thoughts, sensations, and if there was sense in that white noise, Lannery could not find it.
They're more than just a project to you, Lannery said. I'm a dreamer with money, Kara said.
So you fund them out of pure philanthropy?
Yes.
Kara continued grazing at the table, eating. Such dainty amounts for a woman so huge. I hear of Gree technology, Lannery said. Again, she watched for a reaction. Again, that strange scratching at her mind. Perturbed, she reached out, trying to sense who or what might be trying to read her. But there was nothing. Perhaps the feeling really did come from the inside. Maybe such questions were touching hidden desires planted there all those years ago by her younger brother's interests. However much she tried, she could not deny her fascination with what had come before Typhon. Kara glanced at her and then started eating some more. The Gree, Lannery pressed. The woman turned her back on Lannery once more and settled closer to the table, her hover system gently touching the crystal floor. She sighed heavily, seeming to change shape within her clothes. Her shoulders relaxed.
I'm tired. Your audience is over. Speak to the stargazers if you must. Their nearest temple is in the eastern quarter of the Kar Peninsula, an old abandoned Daibendu temple that I own. Now leave.
I haven't finished, Lannery said. Typhon, the whole system might be in terrible danger from what your stargazers are doing.
Leave!
Kara continued eating. And just for a moment, Lannery recognized something about her. A manner, a presence, a bearing.
You're Jedi?
Lannery gasped. It seemed amazing, and yet it would explain that strange, insistent scratching at her mind. The shadow of Bogan passed across Lannery's mind, and she was even more confused.
Once, Kara said, laughing bitterly. But no more. The Force is stale within me. Now leave, Ranger. I have my security, and they're the best money can buy.
And now suddenly she threatens me, Lannery thought. A cough, a thud, and Kara slid over onto her side, rolling from the hover platform and seeming to spill across the floor. Breath rattled in her throat.
What have you... She's out, that's all.
Tree was holding a small weapon in one hand, barely the size of a finger. Stun tube. It carried one charge, but was effective for several hours. Or maybe less for someone of this size. He raised an eyebrow.
So now that you've spoken with her... Do you want to find everything she wasn't telling us?
You'll bring her guards down on us. Lannery looked around the large room. She could not help partly agreeing with Tree's actions, and whether she liked it or not, the time for talk was over. Now that it's done, we won't have long. They started searching. Tree was haphazard, pulling open cupboards and throwing aside cushions from the several huge low seats that lay around the place. But Lannery tried to concentrate her efforts. She let the Force flow and sought where a Jedi might hide her secrets.
Was she once really Jedi? She wondered. Or did she merely say that to confuse me?
Kara was a player of games, that was for sure, answering some questions and dodging others. She seemed very open about her desires and ambitions. Yet there was still a mystery to her, and something far deeper and more complex than this fat woman confined to her own apartment. Rich she might be, and powerful, and she undoubtedly had a long reach. But Lannery's recognition of something about her, something Jedi, was even more confusing.
There were some who trained with the Jedi but then left Tython. It was usually at the Padawan phase, when children once strong with the Force seemed to lose that strength as they reached adulthood. There was no shame to it. And the Jedi themselves admitted that on occasion they might make mistakes and take into training those who would never be comfortable and at balance with the Force. My brother, for one, Lannery thought. She stared at the slumped figure of Kara, rich benefactor of the Stargazers, and wished she could ask her more.
Hurry, Tree said. The sentries might be coming even now.
Why would they?
Like she said, the best security the money can buy. They'll have sensors for weapon discharges.
Oh, great, Lannery said. More conflict was the last thing she wanted here. Her brief time on Kalamar had already been more eventful than she had hoped. She looked down past her feet at the ground far below. A chaos of lights swarmed around the base of the tower, but there were three white lights rising quickly up the tower's outer wall. Air elevators. She touched her collar and activated her comm. Ironhulks, I need you to bring the ship. We're on the 200th floor of Gaz Spire, 8 kilometers southeast of the landing tower.
Nothing.
Did you hear me? Ironhulks answered, a splutter of static and groans. As usual, he sounded like an old man being woken from a comfortable sleep, but she already heard the background whine of the Peacemaker's engines being prepped.
What?
Tree asked. Company. We'll be leaving soon. His wide-eyed fear could not have been feigned.
Leaving how?
Let's worry about that when the time comes. Now search. Lannery turned and faced the wide panoramic windows looking out over Rahol Yon Archipelago, trying to relax, remembering her Force skills training and relishing the balance she could feel inside. Darkness and light. Seeing and seeking. She surveyed the vast room, looking for where something might be hidden. A woman like Kara had plenty to hide, and not all of it the currency of secrets. She was a rich woman with a grand apartment and material wealth. She would have things to hide, too. At the far corner of the room was a wall display of martial objects, blades, spears, maces, other striking weapons, all of them powered by the bearer alone. It did not surprise Lannery that Kara might be a collector of such antiquities, and they did not interest her. What might be behind the display did. There was no obvious door, but she sensed a hollow.